Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. Back in just a moment.
Raising cattle is not what you do. It's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
Neighbors, if you're looking for some high-quality wheat seed for this growing season, I might suggest Shirley Farms is a great place to check with. Joe Shirley's got high-quality varieties, including Iba, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Duster Seed available right now. Give Joe a call, 580-327-2070, or you can go to their website at www.shirleyfarms.com. Joe Shirley and Shirley Farms can help you out with wheat seed this growing season. Give him a call, 580-327-2070. Outside, macroeconomic forces pounded the oil market, the equities, agricultural futures, and feeder cattle and stocker cattle prices these last 2 weeks. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that for the immediate future for cattle producers, there's a simple thing they need to keep in mind.
Well, from a cow-calf standpoint, I really think the main thing here is just don't panic. I've been telling folks for a long time that the party's not over. We've had a heck of a ride getting up here. The party's not over. The party is changing a little bit, and we have to be prepared over time. But for this year, this fall, even these current setbacks notwithstanding, I think we're going to see very strong prices. We're going to see the second highest cow-calf returns that we've ever seen. They won't beat last year's level, but they're going to be in the neighborhood of that. And so, you know, we're still going to do okay this year. Again, stocker producers, the math works today at today's prices. The question is really positioning yourself to take advantage from a production standpoint and get the performance out of those animals, but then you just have to deal with that risk some way and find a way to deal with the risk that's out there in terms of prices next spring.
Good manager has an opportunity to probably do okay.
Well, and I think going forward, you know, as it's always true that cost management is what most producers can control, but it's going to be even more important, relatively speaking, in the next 2 to 4 years than it has been in the last couple of years. It's been pretty easy to make money in this business the last couple of years. It's not going to be as easy going forward, but I think there's going to be some real return opportunities for producers that do stay on top of things.
And for folks planning to plant wheat for wheat pasture this fall, if you've got the ability to handle some calves for a while until that wheat pasture is ready for grazing, you might want to take advantage of these calf prices that have dropped $10, $20, $30 a hundredweight in the last couple of weeks.
There's a bit of a buying opportunity, and it's been there for a couple of weeks, particularly with the fear sell-off this last week. It exaggerated it even more. You know, for anybody that was in a position to take calves this early, if you had a place to go with them, if you can manage them here still through the end of summer and into fall, there's probably a bit of a buying opportunity because I really think these calves will come back this fall. There will be a lot of wheat pasture demand, it looks to me like, given the preparations I see around the country. I think we're going to plant a lot of wheat here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And barring major problems, we're going to see a significant wheat pasture opportunity. So there is a bit of an opportunity now that may not be there 3 weeks or a month from now.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, who told the American Farmers and Ranchers Lead program over this last weekend that cattle markets run off of fear, greed, and ego. We saw some excellent examples of that over the last couple of weeks. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff dollar.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.